Paneloids live stream. I keep trying to stop myself from saying podcast. What's going on, guys?
Paneloids live
stream. We're here. Pierre, Kyle, and Jeremiah, and Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit. I want a disclaimer at the top of this game.
Oh, first and foremost. Okay.
There are discrepancies between the comics and the movie. Just, I'm throwing that out there right now. So if I fuck up due to the discrepancy, it's because comics are more important than movies.
So you're just trying to, So you're just trying to cover your ass when
I'm
you lose.
Lowering expectations.
Sounds like you're going to lose.
Yeah, I think you're nervous. I think
I am slightly nervous because a lot of these movies I've only ever seen once.
So that is
against me, and that is my fault. But I have seen every Marvel movie. Phantom, thank you for making it. Hope you like my spider suit.
I don't know if I've seen them all.
I've watched them multiple times, a lot of them.
Have you seen Man-Thing? My sister's here. Hey, hi, Liz. All right. Dakota.
Now it's a party.
Man-Thing? What?
Yeah, Man-Thing. Universal released a Marvel movie because they had the rights to Man-Thing and Namor. They no longer do. But they released a Man-Thing movie in 2009? 8, 9, and it was a horror movie. It doesn't count, but I'm asking if you saw it.
Right.
It is not in this.
Nope, haven't seen it.
It's terrible. It's also currently, to my knowledge, the only Marvel movie with boobs. There's a scene with boobs in it.
We are starting this stream off right.
All right. Sorry, my aunt's in the TikTok right now. Had to send her some love.
Come to the YouTube. Send her over here.
I told her to come on over. So we're getting viewers from Peru. Getting viewers from Peru right here. So shout out mi gente, Peru.
All right. We're still going to do some news, Pierre. Want to jump into some news?
Oh, I actually closed that tab.
Well, I've got news real quick. CGC finally made the announcement about the whole scandal, and they have released a list of books that have been affected. If you have a lot of CGC books, especially a lot of expensive CGC books, you should go look at the list and double check to make sure that your book is not affected.
Is it only newsstand?
No, it is a whole kit and caboodle. There is a lot on that list.
Mainly grade swapping,
mainly book swapping. And one of the things that I'm really going to see the backlash of this all is obviously when a qualified book got switched to a universal book, that's problematic. When a universal book gets slipped into a different grade or a Mark Jewelers, which was the whole reason this whole scandal broke up, that's a problem. But what does CGC have different from every other grading company? The fact that their signatures need to be witnessed, and there are signature books affected.
Oh.
So what does that mean going forward? Mm. That's the big question for me.
Mm. Yeah, that's scary, especially being someone that recently bought a bunch of CGC books. So hopefully,
I think Uncanny 266 might be on this list. You might want to look at your Uncanny 266, Pierre.
That's a little scary.
Let's crack it open.
Yeah, let's crack it. Oh, there is. Oh my God, Pierre, there is, and it's a 9.8.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting you look at your cert number.
We'll look at it later.
Yeah, we'll look at it later. There's three of them.
Let's go into the nerdy news, and then let's get the game on the road. Let's get the show on the show, as they say. You know, we do it as we do in Rome.
Fantastic. Right?
That makes sense. James Gunn confirms Nightwing will not appear in The Batman Part 2.
Using your nose.
I can't use my fingers.
we have a message in chat. Spider-Man is hot.
That is my wife.
All right.
I hope so.
I love you, wife.
If it's not, I'm going to tell her.
That is indeed my wife.
What do we think about that, guys? James Gunn confirms Nightwing will not appear in the Batman Part 2.
I think the Batman needs more dick. So the fact that he's removing dick from the equation is problematic.
Gotcha. I lost me, and then he found me again. So
I think they're saving the dick for the Batman and the Robin.
But like the thing is, if you come in with Batman and Robin, are we getting Nightwing? That's true. All right. Why did I invite my family to this? I'm regretting it now. But no, like if we do get Batman and Robin, we're not going to get Nightwing. Also, I feel as though with this version of the DCU, we're going to skip a few Robins right out the gate. I think we're going to go straight to Damian, would be my guess.
That's probably true.
I'm sure we're going to get Tim as Red Robin. We're going to get Jason Todd as Red Hood, and we're going to get Dick as Nightwing. I think the only Robin we're going to get is Damian.
So for Batman Part 2, I feel like they're just going to stick to Dick. And that, because this isn't connected. It's like, it's
true. Its own thing. Yeah. But and Bloodhaven was mentioned. Bloodhaven was mentioned.
Okay. So, I just feel Brave like the actual. Batman. So Brave and the Bold, I think that is going to be where we see like Damian.
Yeah.
Like probably. That's where we get like James Gunn's actual contained DCU will be Damian. I think that's going to be your main Robin. He's the best one, I think, in my opinion.
Pretty solid.
Moving on, Zack Snyder says he'd like to direct a live action Fortnite movie. And I'd like to kind of piggyback on a Jack Snyder thing. He also said that he doesn't care about James Gunn, if he's going to give him a movie or not. He's not like begging for it, you know? So said something along the lines of that. He's not begging for really a movie from James Gunn. Like if it comes along, it comes along, but he's not, you know, looking for it.
I think they're going to not allow him to talk to him, even if he wanted to. That's my thought.
I think it's him trying to like be like, yeah, like your point. Like it's not, he has no shot, but he's just like, well, I'm not going down and they're not going to talk shit before I talk shit. So I don't want a movie. I don't want a movie from them. So
Jeremiah's getting excited. Not there yet. It's not time for trivia yet.
We should have put pants on Jeremiah. Why didn't we put pants on Jeremiah?
This suit is hot. Like, even though it's just like one suit, it is warm. I am very warm right now.
I'm hoping that helps. Like, I hope that you being overheated somehow.
Well, here's what's going to happen. There's six categories or five categories?
Six.
So you need six colors to win, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if I get to four colors before anyone else gets to four colors, the last two colors I'm going to do with my mask on.
Okay.
We'll make it a little more difficult.
We still have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. So if I get to four before anyone else, even if it's like a tie, we both get to four at the same time, I will put the mask on for the final two colors.
If you yell or get too excited, I'm just going to take pieces out as punishment. Next in the news.
Are we allowed to trash talk?
No.
I apologize. I'm not being very helpful with the news. I can't look at it, so.
I don't know if you're going to have room to trash talk in this game, to be honest with you.
I might not.
I think Pierre's going to win, if I'm being honest.
I think you're going to be mad about how things aren't comic book accurate, and you're going to realize it a lot more than you've ever realized it.
My biggest worry is they're going to ask what color is what stone, because I know them as gems in the correct colors.
No one can get that.
Don't know them as stones in the correct colors.
Don't worry, I won't get that either. That'll be a good guess if I get it. Speaking of colors, black white version of Godzilla -1 announced for theaters. That's right, it's black and white, baby.
Didn't know where that was going. Got real worried for a second.
So yeah, it's black and white, and we got a special invitation to, that was a very risky segue. So we got a special invitation to go see that movie before it came out, and I told Kyle no, because I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm busy, it's work, it's starting the week, yeah, who's going to New York for this? I didn't realize how big this thing was going to be. Like,
we got an invitation to go see the opening of Godzilla -1?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
okay. We didn't. No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was not invited, and I am offended.
It was like this little private screening, like a week ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Still, I was like, nah.
From our anime con convention connection.
It was like it was a random Wednesday during the week. I was like,
thank you, anime con, for extending the invitation. We appreciate it. We'll take you up next time.
I think they sold my email to people, to be honest.
Didn't work 9 to 8 every day last month, I would have been down.
Fair enough. Right there with you.
I'm very thankful for the ticket if I could have seen it. And I'm very upset, especially of how big this movie's gotten. Yep. Like, damn, like, I'd never realized that, because it's so weird. It's like being made by like a third party. Like, it's like, I don't know which entity owns Godzilla.
A lot of Godzillas.
Yeah.
A lot of Godzillas. Yeah. I'd like to see them all fight.
Well, this is just a remake of the first one, modernized.
Yeah.
Hence the name -1. It's the literal original Godzilla remake.
-1.
There's something deeper to it, actually. I forget. We'll look it up.
Yeah, there is something else. Right. But that is the gist.
I don't have a segue for this one. Chainsaw Man movie.
Regretting watching this.
No segue at all. Speaking of movies, the Chainsaw Man movie is also announced. Yeah, so that was my segue. Chainsaw Man. That's sick.
So popular so quick. Is it live action or is it animated?
Anime.
Okay. Well, that's better.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen? Okay, so this is studio, actually, that said Chainsaw Man movie announced. They're also making Jujutsu Kaisen Season 3. This is brought to you by the same studio that walked out on Season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen and gave you 33% of what you should have gotten.
Still cool.
Am I happy with the 33%? Yeah, I really am very happy with the 33%. And I hope that they don't have to work as hard because they were able to do that with 33%. Oh, Dimitri is here, just in the chat.
Nice. Having some technical difficulties. We're working on it, all right? We're working on it.
Love you,
nice.
Dimitri.
Nice. More movie news. Ironheart finished filming in 2022, but won't come out until 2025. Why is that? Because
a lot of CGI, most likely. A lot of CGI, most likely.
Not because of Kang.
Partially probably because of Kang. Kang, we can blame Kang for everything, essentially.
Yep.
I know words.
Everything that's happened in the MCU at this point is Kang. And whether...
my nephew wants to know your guys' favorite Jujutsu Kaisen characters. Because I don't know that shit.
Gotcha. That is.
You want to go first?
I don't know their names.
We don't need to. It's the panda. No one else matters. It's the panda.
No, you know what? I'm going to go with the clapper. The guy that claps.
Oh, he's kind
because of... All right, so I don't know how far you are in Season 2 at this point.
No,
season
spoiler.
1 he was like, oh, you're my brother. Yeah. You know, so
best
like
friend
that I like, but it was like they just met, like that was it, like within a minute he's having all these flashbacks, like I
but that fight was good.
The fight was amazing, and then their fight, and then their fight against like the rose guy was crazy.
Tsukada?
I don't know if she meant Tsukuna.
It's my nephew commenting. My sister doesn't watch Jujutsu Kaisen, so definitely my nephew.
That's fair. We're going to have him on.
Or if he combined Sakuna with Panda. Sakupanda. Sakanda.
Dakota. That's Dragon Ball Z when they merge.
Dakota, if you go off the blocks, you'll be on an episode soon. How about that?
I can't spell. All right, so I think he meant Sukuna. So I don't know. To be fair, I also don't know how to spell Sukuna. So if you know how to spell Sukuna, drop it in the chat. That's to everyone over here. Drop Sukuna in the chat for us.
Let's finish this news. I'm ready to beat Jeremiah.
All right, moving on. Steven Yeun. This is the biggest thing. Steven Yeun drops out of Thunderbolts. He's gone, guys. Steven Yeun is gone.
But why is the question? Like, is it?
All right.
Did he have a problem with the script? Did he have a problem with the character? Like,
so
or is he just sick of waiting?
Comment, his own comment is yes, it's because of the delays. He's dropping out, and I'm sure it's something conflicting with schedule. I think personally, his agent spoke to him and was like, "You should get away from this. You should get away from this and wait for something different for you. This is your time to get away."
Did James Gunn contact him and be like, "Hey, by the way, like if you don't do Sentry, I can put you in with something else"?
Yes, I think there's something going on bigger than that. I think that
is he going to be Dick?
That wouldn't be bad.
I think he'd be a great Nightwing. I think he'd be a fantastic Nightwing. Yeah,
that wouldn't be bad. Or
a little older, but if it's Nightwing,
Batman Beyond.
I've been saying that for a long time, but they'll
him
never
is
go
Terry
older. Yeah, he's too old now.
I don't know.
He's a little too old for Terry.
I don't know.
Too old for Terry, I think. But who knows? Maybe.
Dimitri stabbing me in the back with an Outcast joke.
Yes.
In the comments.
So I saw that.
I'm putting away now.
If I were to cast him in anything at this point, I might cast him as Iron Fist. And I'm talking Marvel, right? Keeping him in Marvel, Iron Fist.
I want to slap the shit out of you right now.
No, let me explain. Have you read the recent comic book?
The recent Iron Fist? I have not.
Okay, let me explain that. So,
Uno reverse card.
Iron Fist has been replaced by a Korean fighter who used to have a sword.
Don't want him to be Danny Rand. Okay.
Right.
If you don't want him to be Danny Rand, by all means, yeah. If you have him as an Asian version of a character, sure.
So let me explain why this is perfect. Because he's Korean, the character's Korean, and not only that, right? You still want Danny Rand. People still want Danny Rand. But in the comic book run right now, Danny Rand is like his mentor. So like Danny Rand has, like, he lost the powers, but he's teaching him how, like, he still knows martial arts. He's teaching him kind of like what he needs to be, like responsibility and shit like that.
Okay. I can fly with that.
So, and then he got the powers from, obviously, the dragon, whatever Danny Rand had the powers from. And he also has the powers from his family, which is like, he was like the sword wielder.
Sword master.
Something like that. I forgot.
Sword master.
Sword master is now iron. So this is like, you can just do sword master and then make him Iron Fist. Like, you can literally do this. So Pierre and Jeremiah are the best. I agree.
Why?
Thank you, Year of the Collector. I appreciate it.
Me and Trivial Pursuit. I've been neglected. We're fine.
So that is mine. I think he'd be a great Iron Fist because of that reason.
Okay. All right. I'm not
I still think Danny Rand. I still want Danny Rand. I just don't want it to just be Danny Rand. I want it to transition into that. And it would be such a cool role to have if he were to do that. I think Sentry, position-wise, is a bad position for him because I don't know if it's like a what they do to villains with this. Yeah.
I don't think Sentry is going to be a long-term character. I think the way we're going to get Sentry is the way we got Sentry in Dark Avengers. I think he's going to be like the tentpole of the team, and then some shit's going to go down and he'll turn into the villain. And then what happens to Sentry happens to Sentry.
You're the collector with some dropping knowledge on us. I don't know Trivial, but Kyle sucks. I do know that. That's very accurate.
Now let's wrap up Nerdy News. Who do we want as the replacement for Steven Yeun as Sentry?
The Reacher guy. The one that wants to be Batman that shouldn't be Batman.
Okay, I can see it.
Zac Efron.
I'm going to like pivot the dude from The Bear and Shameless, who was also an Iron Claw. His nuts. Yeah, he'd be really good. He got the long hair going.
Wait, wasn't he in Wrestler too with Zac Efron?
He was in Iron Claw, yes.
Oh, Iron Claw. I don't know. I don't know what the movie's called. But that is why I'm picturing Zac Efron, and I will, yes, 100%. Yeah. Me and Jeremiah are on the same page. Kyle, stop
Jeremy
trying to
Allen
make White. Batman.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you,
Batman
Liz. Appreciate
Sentry.
It. He's probably one of your phone backgrounds, isn't he?
Kyle keeps trying to make Batman Sentry, and it's not going to work.
All right, are we ready?
Batman, damn it.
Let's go, Trivial Pursuit.
So, obviously, I don't have the right camera set up, so we are not doing the board, as you would say. Extreme time. All right, so we are not doing the board. The board is just the background. Here you see three pieces. The first one is Pierre. The second one is me. And Jeremiah, you're the cube. Yeah, that's what we decided.
Yes.
So it is on my desk. I can reach it. So somehow I'm going to read the questions. I'm going to not cheat while reading the questions. I'm also going to keep track of everyone's pieces and not knock the camera. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting. So what we're going to do is we're going to take turns. I think I have it in the right order. Yes. So it'll be Pierre, me, and then Jeremiah.
Sounds like a disadvantage, but go on.
Deal with it.
How'd you get that order? It by name? That first letter of the name. That's what it was.
Yeah, because I still would go first if that were the case.
No, just backwards.
I decided this is what's happening.
Hey, thanks, Josh. Kyle got it for me.
All right. So, I have one fan. All right. I have one goddamn fan. All right. So
we'll see if divorce happens.
Jeremiah, try and keep track in the background.
Yep. I'll be in the background keeping track
of who's missing what color.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So you're going to tell me the color you want when it's your turn, and I'm going to read that color. And you got to just trust me because I have no way of showing on the camera. So, Pierre, out of blue, yellow, red, purple, green, or orange, what color would you like to go for first in tonight's Trivial Pursuit, the Infinity Saga Ultimate Collection live stream?
I'll go for black.
Okay, so I also have an hourglass for the fact that I don't want to be here for 2 hours. So, Pierre, this is for you.
That's nice. I'm glad you brought that. Well, I'll double down and I'll go with black once again.
So
how'd I know that this is how this was gonna go?
I will pick for
all right. I'll go with yellow.
Yellow. All right. I also keep clearing my throat, so this is going to be great for me. What is the first name Nick Fury comes up with for an initiative to create a response team to defend Earth?
The Avengers Initiative? The Avengers?
No, and here's how we're going to handle wrong answers. You don't get another chance. No one else gets to answer this question. I just share the answer and we move on. That's how we're doing it because I'm already confusing myself.
All right.
So the answer is the Protector Initiative.
That's not true.
That is true. That was in Iron Man 1.
So again, no, I can't show. Well, I don't want to show the card because I might use it for multiple. Oh, no, then it would be cheating.
He's a liar. Don't believe him.
Answers. Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of cards, isn't there? There's like 200.
There's cards. A lot of cards. So again, I can't show it well, but there it is in yellow.
Yeah. Don't even bother. Yeah. You can't really.
Don't even bother. Okay. All right.
Show it on your camera. That would be better.
Oh, I'll try. So.
Yeah, nope. Never mind.
Nope. Then we're in reverse. Then we're in reverse. Okay.
All right. Kyle, so what color would you like?
I want to know what I did. What did I do? All right. So I'm just going to say blue because that's the order I have the little pieces here. And I'm going to read my own question and not cheat. Okay. I'm not cheating, everybody. To which South Korean city does the Black Panther go to arrest Claw?
Wow. These questions are hard.
Yeah, but not easy.
I have no clue. I'm not even going to guess because that would just be like insulting to
name
even try.
One South Korean city.
I'm not going to even guess because it would be insulting to even try. So the answer that I did not get correct is Busan.
That would have been my second guess, to be honest. My first guess would have been Seoul. But
if someone really feels like they know the answer and would like to answer, you can for fun, but it doesn't do anything for you. It does nothing. Right. Okay. All right. This might not go as quickly as I thought. We might have
might be here a while.
Started this 26 minutes too late.
I'm gonna go with purple because that's my favorite color.
Mm. Okay.
You drew a skip card, Jeremiah. Sorry. You got skipped. Kyle, your turn.
What is the name of the global organization that oversees S.H.I.E.L.D.?
The name of the global organization that oversees S.H.I.E.L.D. Is it the United Nations?
We stumped him. He got stumped.
It is the World Security Council. So round one, no one has gotten
okay, no. I look did at, not know that one. There,
naked. All right, Pierre, pick a color.
Go for purple for 200.
Okay. What is the name of Wakanda's intelligence agency?
The Panther Society? I don't know. What are these questions?
Wow. I am surprised at how tough these are.
And why do I keep getting the Wakanda questions? I saw the movie one time. That was one movie I saw one time.
Why is that?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
The correct answer is War Dogs.
I didn't know that.
War Dogs?
I'm going to keep going for blue. Because I'd like to just get
I don't think
piece.
They say War Dogs once in that movie. They don't say War Dogs one time. Is it a poster in the background?
Yeah, I think War it might Dog be on a computer back? Screen at this point.
Yeah.
Anyone in the chat, feel free to help, you know?
Don't. Maybe. He's the only one who can see the chat. Don't do that
Come on, guys.
Shit.
Come on. All right. My question, I'm picking blue. Ultron explains to Wanda and Pietro the church is exactly where in the city?
This one actually is easy.
Is it?
Yes.
The sky. My guess is in the sky.
Why would the church be in the sky?
It's
Kyle?
In the center.
It's in the center of the city.
Yeah,
it's
center.
So easy.
That's an easy guess.
But like, why is that a quotable question?
Because that's where they all converge. It's just an easy. It's the heart of the city.
It's always in
the
center
of the city.
It's always in the center. Why would it be? Where else would it be? The sky on the side of the.
I'm going to help.
Oh, it's on the right side of the town.
What? Yeah, it's on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, you make two lefts and then a right, and it's over there.
I'm going back to purple until I get it.
Back to purple. Ooh, this is funny. What is the second Infinity Stone Thanos acquires?
You fuck. Oh, man.
Yes. Jeremiah knows these as gemstones.
The Time Stone?
Nope.
The correct answer is the Space Stone. Sorry, Jeremiah. You are a loser, just like me and Pierre. Pick a color, Pierre. Let's keep it moving. Someone's going to get something
blue,
eventually.
Like my hat.
Oh, all right.
Like the shitty-ass Dodgers.
What area in New York do Hulk and Abomination nearly destroy with their ruthless battle? What area in New York do they almost destroy?
Oh, this is like really back. This is,
I wasn't
not
expecting
Marvel. This is Incredible Hulk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is Edward Norton, baby.
Whatever happened to him?
What part of, wait, so what part of the city?
Yeah, a specific part of the city, a very famous part of the city.
Don't help him.
I don't even remember the fight anymore.
Just name.
I remember them just throwing each other. I don't know. Brooklyn?
Jeremiah, would you like to just throw in an answer?
I believe it is Harlem.
It is Harlem. The correct answer is Harlem.
That was my second guess.
All right. I'm getting tired. Let's see.
Already?
All right, I will pick. I'm going to do red this time. Even though I can see the questions and I probably could skim them for one I know, I didn't. I'm just picking randomly. Trust me or don't.
You should have your white. What?
You know, there was discussion of like trying to do this for real, like multiple cameras on the board. And I was like, who could handle this while we're doing this?
Your 9-month pregnant wife. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, no, never mind. What is the name?
If you gave me the questions.
What?
If you gave me the stack. If you gave me the stack.
Oh, your own stack.
And I brought it here. And then I could have just did it on the live on TikTok too.
I thought about that too and forgot.
Anyways, back to the question.
Yep. Sorry. My turn. Yeah,
all right.
What is the name of the Asgardian refugee vessel?
Oh my God, if you don't know this.
You know what? The best part is not only do I not know it, I don't even recall what movie it was relevant in.
It's in Ragnarok.
I don't either. Ah.
Like Pegasus or something? Did anyone want to get
it? Scuttlebutt.
Oh, that's Scuttlebutt? It's I know Scuttlebutt. The word. Actually, Jeremiah, you're wrong. I was very wrong. It is Statesman.
What is Scuttlebutt?
Scuttlebutt is Beta Ray Bill's ship. That's why it looks just like Scuttlebutt. I'm 99% sure it was Scuttlebutt.
I've heard the word and related to Thor.
Well,
but
you're wrong, Jeremiah. How's it feel?
I will go with purple again.
Being wrong. How's it being wrong?
I should just start to make up questions. Purple, for Jeremiah, what mode did Tony Stark put his armor in when he investigates Baron Strucker's castle?
Stealth.
Damn it, that would have been my guess. It's wrong.
What?
The correct answer is Sentry mode. If you'd like me to hold the card up, if you don't believe me, let me know. We are 0-0.
What movie was that from?
That was in Avengers. I remember Sentry 2. Mode. That was in Avengers 2 when he went into Baron Strucker's castle to find his dead body. Yes, he did step out of the suit and put it into Sentry mode. I now remember that.
And you thought it was what?
Stealth mode.
That would have been my guess. Sounded good.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with green.
The ancient one compares the language of the mystic arts as being as old as what else? I'm going to read that again because it didn't sound great. The ancient one compares the language of the mystic arts as being as old as what else?
Time itself.
Anyone else want to chime in? The answer is civilization.
That's like the same thing. I said the same
No,
thing.
It isn't!
All right. Man, this is hard.
So it's going to not be who completes the pie first. It's going to be whoever has the most pieces by the time we are just frustrated and done. Okay, that's a deal, everybody.
I think we're getting closer. We're getting closer to real answers here.
I'm going to pick orange. What is the name of the military officer in Captain America, the First Avenger? What is the name of the military officer?
Oh, I think I know the answer to this.
What military officer? There's a ton of military. The unnamed one? You want me to name the unnamed one from the credits? What is the name of the military officer in Captain America? I was gonna say Steve. I was like, it's not gonna be Steve. He's Steve. Fuck it, Steve.
Steve Rogers?
Colonel Chester Phillips.
Chester.
Never mind. What is this game?
This is intense. Like, I think we should have teamed up.
We're going back to purple.
What part of Doctor Strange's body is so damaged by the action?
His hands! His hands!
Bitch, you got the easiest one.
Yeah, I got it! Yeah.
It actually says the digits. On no, I'm kidding. It says hands. I'm sorry. All right. So, Jeremiah, you have earned a purple piece, which I've nicely organized, and you are the cube. So correct. I'm going to take the cube. I'm going to insert little click, and let's put it right there.
Ooh, okay. Looks pretty. Looks pretty good. Pretty.
Look at that. Okay.
Nice. Damn. I'm gonna go for purple.
Let me not show the answers. What part of her body? What? What part of her body does Mantis think has something to do with her empathic abilities?
Her antenna.
It's
her
not
antenna,
though.
Her antennas.
Her antennas.
Yeah.
Her antenna. Are purple the easy ones? I'm just gonna do purple next, just to try and get one. All right, Pierre. Oh, earned a purple one.
Where are you? I didn't click.
I have software. I thought it would have been cool. My software fixes
it. You heard my click. You didn't hear Pierre's click. I want that noted.
It doesn't count if you don't hear that click. All right. Is it my turn? My turn, right?
It is.
So I'm going to do purple just because I want to be cool like you guys. What part of Iron Man's armor does Captain America damage with his shield in order to stop him?
Oh, I know.
So I want to say it's the arc reactor, but at that point, he doesn't necessarily have one. It's just like the chest piece.
Final answer?
I mean, I would think they would still call it the arc reactor, right? I mean, it's literally behind me.
If it's that area, then I think we give it. But if they're like specific, I don't know. Read it.
Arc reactor. Yeah. Wait, Jeremiah, were you making faces thinking I was wrong?
I thought it was his hand. I thought he damaged his hand.
No, I knew it was the arc reactor.
Jeremiah, you're
sad. But I wasn't sure if it was the arc reactor. Like, I think in that movie, he changed it to a triangle, right?
Yeah, it was a triangle arc reactor. All right, I will have orange, please, like my drink over here, which is
okay, seltzer. We're really pushing the color segues. I haven't done it once. What is the name of Tony Stark's automated suit program?
Jarvis. Okay, if it's not Jarvis, then it's Friday.
I'm going to read the question one more time.
That's two guesses. He's out. We move on.
What is the name of Tony Stark's automated suit program?
Extremis. No.
That's three guesses.
Yeah, I'm
He's
fine.
Out.
So the answer is the Iron Legion, and I think they're referring to Iron Man 3.
If
I didn't say already, that is the prize for the winner of this game. They will win a pack of Iron Man 3 trading cards. There's five cards in this pack, and you don't know what you're going to get. That is the prize for this night's.
Yeah, you didn't mention that. I would have been better prepared for this.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have rewatched all the movies. I didn't know.
Man, this is wow.
Mm-hmm.
I bet my sister's getting all of these.
We're going to do yellow.
Yellow. What name does Scott Lang come up with for his aunt when he and Hope Pym look for Hank Pym's lab?
Oh, like I hate this so much.
I don't remember.
It's so easy, dude.
I know.
Yeah, no, I remember it being like a simple kind of just like fun name.
But it is.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what it is either.
Yep.
Give up here.
Yeah.
It's Anthony.
Oh, it is Anthony.
It's not Anthony?
It's not. Jeremiah, you're so confident. And
what?
This game is fucked.
Ulysses S. Grant with a capital A to put ant. Show you.
Wow.
You named a ant. You didn't name the ant for when him and Hope were looking for Pym's lab. You named the wrong ant. That's the problem with the MCU. Oh, there's so
very
many movies.
Ants.
There's a lot of goddamn ants.
There's a lot of ants. Damn, that was good.
Kyle, what color are you going with? Bastard.
Is it my turn? Is it my turn? Wait.
It is. Pierre just went.
All right. I don't know. Red?
Do yellow.
You want to do yellow?
Do yellow.
All right. What name is not allowed to be spoken in Thor's cabin in New Asgard? Shit. The Fortnite guy.
Nope.
Oh, no. I think you're right.
I'm close, though. It's Thanos. I got one right. I got the yellow piece, guys. Yeah. I got the yellow piece.
You can't mention Thanos. Now watch that be a fucking question. Who is Thor playing?
Fine.
All right. I'll go with yellow now, I guess. I'm going to name something.
What nickname does Scott Lang often call his daughter?
Damn, that sucks.
None of these are about the superheroes. It's like,
kiddo?
When do they hurt their hand? What do they name their pet aunt?
Kiddo?
None of them.
Shrimp? Kiddo? Kiddo.
Not equals.
What the fuck is it?
It is peanut. I guess shrimp was a little close.
I'll do yellow.
What number does Morgan say she loves her father? Son of a bitch.
Motherfucker!
So the only caveat to this one is if you don't remember who Morgan is, but...
Oh, 30,000.
Is that a hint?
You bastard.
All right, so Pierre, you earned a yellow piece.
My nephew quoted that in his speech at my wedding.
He did. I remember. I was there.
I'm in last place.
Shame. Things have played out for you. You're normally so excited. We have to kind of shoot you with the tranquilizer dart. And now you're just in physical pain. And it hurts me. It hurts me that you're in physical pain. It's my turn, right? Right? Yep. Someone's got to help me here. I'm also.
Go for red. Go for red. Turn. No one's done red yet.
Red? Why are you picking my colors?
Yeah.
All right. Red, what item allows Thor to achieve flight?
Oh, easy.
Mjolnir.
Yes, bastard.
His hammer, Mjolnir. They actually put his hammer, Mjolnir.
I'll go with red now.
Well,
Wait, you got to put your red piece in.
Because
doesn't look like I'm putting on the mask tonight, gentlemen. I heard the click.
Yeah, some of them don't click. All right, what color you want? Red?
Red.
What item did Melina Vostokov keep from her deep cover days in the U.S.?
Nice.
One more time.
It was a struggle, first one. What item did Melina Vostokov keep from her deep cover days in the U.S.?
So, there's a Black Widow reference, I'm pretty sure. Her stun gauntlets?
No. Just like the rest of the answers in this game, it is items that have nothing to do with comic books or superheroes.
Was it her watch?
Nope. It is a photo scrapbook. Comic Talk, this is Trivial Pursuit. This is the Infinity Saga Ultimate Edition. Jeremiah bought it for me for Christmas. And here we are. It is now bringing him rage.
He's just throwing things across his room now. It's great.
Okay.
Keep them coming. We're going to do red.
What item does Happy Hogan insist everyone at Stark Industries display?
Oh, their name badges.
Correct. It is the badge. I have no recollection. Good job, Pierre. That was a very
good... Yeah, he walked around badges. Head of security. Badges. Badges. Yeah,
head of security. He took it very seriously.
I don't remember.
Yes. Let's that go. Cool.
Doing pretty good. Look at you, Pierre.
I heard the click. I heard the click. That was a nice click.
I hope my phone doesn't overheat.
Come on, Kyle.
All right. I'm going to do green. I'm going to pick for myself. Thank you very much. Tony Stark's trip to Monaco was his first vacation. How many years?
Iron Man 2.
Tony Stark's trip to Monaco was, I don't know. Let's just say like 10 years because he's working. It's 5.
I think it's 5.
What color is that? Green?
Green.
It's 2. It's 2 years. Why would that be a relevant question? That is not a substantial amount of time not to take a vacation.
Give me red.
All right, let's just go over the scores real quick. So we have
Pierre with purple, yellow, and red. Kyle with purple, yellow, and red. And Jeremiah with purple.
Just put you on your side because you're in pain. All right. What you read, you said?
Break, just to really rub it in.
What item does Hope Pym enlarge to stop two motorcyclists pursuing their van?
Oh, it's I see it. I see it happening. Oh my God. I see it fucking happening. Oh my God. It's something stupid. It's a toy. It's a toy of some kind. It's a rubber duck. What is it?
What was the question?
It is a candy dispenser. So she enlarges. I think it's a Pez dispenser specifically.
I think it is a, yeah, fucking fuck.
What was the question? I blanked out completely.
Good. You don't need to know it. You already have red.
Moving on. Which one happened I gotten?
You haven't gotten green, you haven't gotten blue, and you haven't gotten orange.
My pieces look so full, I just don't know which one I haven't gotten. Let me do blue. Let's do blue.
What does the ancient one say meets at the root of existence?
Fuck this ancient one. Yep. Fuck just this ancient
rude.
One, all right?
Rude.
So, wait, what hasn't been... What?
What meets at the center of existence?
What meets at the center of existence? All time. All time meets at the center of existence.
It's mind and matter. Moving on. I'm going to start skipping questions that are just obviously...
Every time she comes up, I'm just gonna say time. Every time that she comes up, because that's all I know.
I need a blue one. I'm going to go with a blue one. What does Tony Stark call New Mexico? Like, he has a name for the state?
I guess so.
Where did he live when he was... No, he was like in the woods in Endgame, right?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be home.
New Mexico is where Hulk's, right? No.
Yes.
No, he was in Hulk Mexico. Hulk was in New Mexico. Not New Mexico.
I would say, I would assume something negative, like a shithole or something, like a testing zone. Yeah, something like Area 51 or something.
That's in Nevada. But anyways,
no, but something along that. I don't know. I don't even have a solid guess. Land of Enchantment.
Give me red.
Okay, just keep moving. What item stolen by S.H.I.E.L.D. does Thor return to Dr. Jane Foster? That's a throwback. I don't remember any of that movie.
Stolen from S.H.I.E.L.D.? What item was stolen from S.H.I.E.L.D. and returned to Jane Foster?
The actual, like, ether. The actual container for the ether. Am I going to be mad at this? What is it?
It's her notebook.
I was going to say her notes, but no, I thought it was the actual fucking...
We would have given you that.
Her fucking notebook. Her fucking notebook.
The air color?
Blue. Thanks. Blue. Let's blue. Do blue.
What empire destroyed the Skrull homeworld?
Oh my God!
I like that he was lower because he actually was in front of the mic.
What Pierre, empire?
Just think generally, not just MCU.
He doesn't know.
Why not? I'm just going to throw a wild guess out there because I don't know. It's blue, so I'm figuring like the Kree or something.
You bastard.
Come on. Of course I knew it. I knew it. I don't even know what color they are. The blue fucking Kree. Let's go. No, they're not even blue. They're like aqua.
They're
aqua.
Looking good, Pierre. Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
What do I need? I guess I'm going to stick to blues.
Don't call it a comeback, gentlemen. That's all I'm saying. All
right, we won't because it won't be a comeback.
What fleet arrives to attack the Guardians as they attempt to destroy Ego? Oh, shoot.
I know this. I know this. Yeah.
No, I know it. I just can't think of it.
No, come on. You know this.
I know, but I can't think of it.
Oh,
come on. Think of it.
Is it the gold? Wait. Now you're confusing
me. They have a name. They have a name.
Is it the gold people or is it the Ravengers?
Is it?
Think of it.
Is it?
Is Pierre actually being helpful? I'm not sure.
Come on, dude. Think of it. Think. Ready?
He's doing the Morse code, actually. That's how he's helping that
one. I it might be the gold people. I really don't recall.
They have a name. You don't get it if you don't say the name.
I don't know their name. And I was going to guess Ravengers just because I know the name.
So your guess is the Ravengers.
Yeah, because I don't know the gold people's name. So it's a better chance.
Okay. Is it the Ravengers? It's not. It's the Sovereign.
Damn, it is the Sovereign. Are they prominent in the comics? I've never come across them.
Yes, the Sovereign were prominent.
Okay.
Like I gave Thor you the answer. Fantastic.
You gave me a bunch of beeps. Give me shit.
Give me red.
All right. What large street object gets stuck in the Hulkbuster's armor when Tony Stark fights Hulk?
Traffic.
It is a traffic light pole. You are correct, Jeremiah.
Ah! Give me the fucking red now.
I'm giving.
That was good. That was good. I don't remember that at all.
Traffic pole.
Pierre is two away from victory. Oh,
it's my turn. I'm just smiling.
Pierre is two away from victory. Can he get it?
Yeah. Spin that around for me one time. Mm. I can't concentrate on it with that one that only has two on it back there. Can you just move that one with two out of the way? It's throwing me all off.
How about green, Pierre? You want green?
I'll do green. Let's do green.
What age did Scott Lang come back as last during his first quantum travel test? A baby, a teen, or an old man?
It is actually multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is odd that this is, but not like a notebook. Just a random item. You want me to read it again?
But if it's the last time he came back as an adult, but if it's...
That's not one of the options.
Yeah, that's the, no,
so,
the,
so it was
the
a
tricky
baby.
Part.
It was a baby. It was 100% a baby because then he comes back as an adult. He's like, I'm not sure which one of me shit himself.
It is a baby.
It is a baby.
The old version or me current. Like, yeah, I know. I got it. Come on.
It is a baby.
Give me my gems. Give me my gemstones.
I'm never wearing the suit again.
It's a bad luck.
All right. Are you going with blue? Are you going with green? Or are you going with orange?
I'm going to go orange.
Orange.
What symbol is on Natasha Romanoff's tombstone?
Oh.
Is it her logo? Like her belt logo? Like the Black Widow logo? I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
The Black Widow icon.
I didn't want to give it away.
That was a guess. That's
good.
May I have blue, please?
You may guess blue, but you won't have blue. You will never have.
Don't piss him off.
Jeremiah's containing himself so well right now.
I'm proud of you. I know it's hard to not be winning. What is the theoretical connection between two different points of space-time called?
What?
Quantum loop? So,
no.
Fuck.
The Einstein-Rosen Bridge.
That is from Thor Dark World, because who the fuck watches that? Hi, Pierre.
Can we just
are you
going
to bring it home with orange?
Where's my hater? Where is he? You're the collector. You still here? Can we just give me credit for reading these pretty well, for not pre-reading them all, like just blurting it out almost perfect? Like, I only mess up on like names.
Pierre, orange to win it. Orange to win it. Match point.
I'll take yellow.
We're not playing the real Trivial Pursuit.
I was going to say, should I force him to like pick the color? And, you know, anyway, what type of alien is Korg?
Let's go.
What type of alien is Korg?
Korg. Oh, they said Korg. Now I thought of Ted Korg.
Nope. We were talking about Korg the alien. Yep. He's made of rocks.
Yep. He is made of rocks. I can't remember the name of his people.
Jeremiah, would you like to chime in just for fun? Me either. It is Cronin. What do I need?
Match point. Match point for... No, never mind. You don't have...
Yeah, I need to. Blue. I'm going to go blue. Shouldn't have said blue. What is Doctor Strange's street address?
Oh, come on!
I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Just the name? Like the street?
No, you need the actual address as well.
I just don't. It's just that...
Oh, wait. I think
go
I
ahead, Pierre.
It. It's not going to do anything. I don't know it at all. Like, I can't
124 Bleacher Street.
I think it's 37 something.
It's 177A Bleecker Street.
Oh, I knew it was...
I was close. I was close.
Yeah, you were close. I will take a yellow, please.
What was Hank Pym's answer to Darren Cross's question, What do you call the only man who can arm the most powerful weapon in the world?
A coward?
The most powerful man in the world.
It's tough.
That was a tough one. That's like a direct, like, quote, word for word.
Pierre! Match.
Pierre.
Let's go. You know the color.
Panels, what type of panels does Harley Keener suggest to Tony Stark could give the Iron Man suit a stealth mode?
I don't know who the fuck Harley Keener is.
Yeah, so just try and name something that would be stealthy.
Don't give him a hint.
I mean, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremiah, anything?
No? Vibranium.
Vibranium?
Retroreflective.
Oh, retroreflective.
Okay. All right. We both said vibranium at the same time.
Yeah. That's what I thought she was going with.
I'm gonna do blue.
Kyle, going for blue.
What is the location of Mar-Vell's lab, the Kree Empire?
Supreme Intelligence?
Earth's orbit.
I will take orange, please.
What video game player keeps calling Korg names?
Fortnite player.
He has a specific name.
Oh god. Something 420. It is Noob Buster? No. Fuck.
Try again. Close. Sound it out. You're close.
You're close. And then you gotta get the numbers.
It's 420 is the number. Is it 69? Okay. Noob Crusher 69? I don't know.
Noob Master 69.
Noob Master. You were very close.
If we weren't this close in the game, I'd probably give it to you. But because we're
I picked orange then, because the next one, that would have been Pierre's winning question.
No, I'm doing card after card. I'm not recycling. Because then I would kind of see it. I don't want to cheat, you know, because I could. By the way, guys, not only am I reading the questions perfectly, I could be cheating, and I'm not.
So I bet people were just yelling the answer at me.
Pierre, what was Clint Barton teaching his daughter when the snap occurred?
Oh, piss off! Fucking hell!
Shit. Archery. Oh, yes. So, Pierre.
Wait, Jay, this one's for you.
Pierre, let's just take a moment.
That's right.
Pierre did in fact win. Do we want to go for second, Jeremiah?
No, I don't.
Jeremiah, come on. Don't you want second place at least?
We will be back with Trivial Pursuit in the near future. I can promise you that. Next week, we have a live interview.
Yes, we do.
And then you want to plug that really quick?
Yeah, I mean, I want to pull something up to show it, but yeah. Okay. And
the week of the 27th. No. The week of the 28th. So we're talking January 31st. We will be back with Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, Jeremiah is already setting up.
I'm going to stick my foot up someone's ass. That's how it's going to go. I'm going to rewatch.
We're not even going to play the game. He's going to show up at our house and just kick your ass.
that's one movie a day. And I'll be fine. January 31st, tune in for the rematch of the century.
All right. So on January 10th, we will be interviewing, and if I say we, probably not me, but the creative team of the Infernals, which is Noah Gardner, Ryan Parrott, and John Pearson. John Pearson, you might have seen in our prior interview with the Vault Book Mindset. So they will all be joining us, the whole team of the Infernals, an Image Comics book, next Wednesday, a week from today. And it's our first live interview. So
it's going to go horribly.
That's exciting. I can't wait. I'm probably going to be the one doing that.
Yeah, with me.
Okay, thank God. thank God.
Jeremiah is stripping.
Someone's going to be there. I'm really nervous for our first live. We've done interviews, but this one being live is going to be tough. Try not to spoil anything.
I just like that, you know, you're going to now appreciate all the editing I used to do, because you're going to be like, wow, that was a long 10-second awkward pause for me to figure out the question.
Yep. Oh my god. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. So that'll be a good one. And then we also have a giveaway. I know that, you know, we've been talking about it. I keep mentioning it on live, but at 5,000 followers, we will be doing a giveaway. So 5,000 followers. I don't know the parameters behind what you qualify for to get the giveaway, but like, we have a bunch of posters, a bunch of action figures, a bunch of shit that's going to be in a box.
A bunch of stickers. Some stickers.
Stickers are going to be in there. We're giving you everything. So, but yeah, 5,000 followers. Tell your friends, you know, repost this, whatever you got to do to get the word out. We need to get to 5,000. And then, someone's going to get a nice, what's that?
No, I guess we don't have to actually ask more questions for second place because I technically had double the pieces of.
Oh, good, good. At least we know who the second place winner was. That's
do you know? Do you know fucking what? Do you know what?
Kyle, can you just tell us who the third place winner was? Oh, he left. The third place winner left.
The third place winner has left. Thank you, everyone, for joining Panel Heads Comic Book Livestream. Apparently, we're doing this again next month.
Panel Heads Livestream.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a bunch of guests, guys. So tune in this year. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. We have Stephanie Phillips coming. We have a bunch of people. But Stephanie Phillips mainly is who we love. And she's coming. Yep. And I can't wait.
It'll be great.
So.
It'll be great. All right. You enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.